What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Javier. So this next piece of this episode, what I want to dive into is a new strategy that we're implementing as we speak. And we're trying to always, like, I'm not going to say always change, but always kind of reapproach what's currently working, what's successful, what's not working, that sort of stuff. And so what's going on is that like within our company, we have a lot of great things that are running really well. And then we have some things that are like, not too well. And for me, like, what's tough as a marketing leader is when I get feedback, but it's very vanilla feedback. And this is kind of what I mean, is that sometimes I get feedback and the feedback is like, the leads aren't that good.
So you're probably asking yourself, how to successfully grow a facility management company in today's digital age while still remaining profitable? You know that marketing should probably be in the mix, but you may not know the best approach, the newest strategies, or which digital platforms market on. So how do you use marketing to grow your FM business today? That is a question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Javier Lozano Jr., and welcome to the Facility Management Marketing Podcast.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Give me some examples. Well, they don't feel like they're not answering the phone. Well, like, I can't control if someone answers the phone. Like, that doesn't tell me if the lead is good or not. That just says that you call them at the wrong time. Okay. Like, they could be on the pot for all I know. Like, I don't know what to tell you. All right. Or the feedback I sometimes would get is like, well, it's just, you know, like, it's just a tougher sell. I can't help you with that. And so what I'm getting to is that if you want to get better data, then you need to start, you know, working with your sales team to essentially start creating better reporting so that you can start adjusting how your ad generation or your lead generation strategy is working. So this is kind of where I'm getting to. All right. So previously, And we're going to be changing this here shortly, but we kind of had, you know, basically like the way our sales team works leads is that they have like certain lead statuses, right? It's like, you know, new lead, and then like they put them into in sequence and then nurturing, and like some of them didn't really make sense, but they put them into these different stages because they didn't want them to be getting some sort of email. And that's fine. I understand that. I respect that. But then whenever they would put them in certain stages, like whenever I would be like, oh, this person's qualified, but why didn't they close or whatever? Like, there was no rhyme or reason. And so we started rethinking this. And we started thinking about like the sales process. Like, what do you get whenever this happens? What do you get when this happens? And so we started adding new stages within this, what are like new stages of the buying cycle. And like the stages are, I have to remember this. And this is important that you do this because these stages are going to kind of help you whenever someone says the leads aren't good. And then you're like, well, most of these leads hit this particular stage. So then you need to improve your closing, you know, and how you pitch. But if they don't go into this next stage, then you need to get better generating quality leads. So I'm going to preface all this with, as a marketing team, we do not pride ourselves with MQLs, marketing qualified leads, because if that was the case, I can just literally throw money at Google and at Facebook and hit that number and be successful and hit my bonuses. But we pride ourselves on like SQLs, sales qualified lead, or SQO, sales qualified opportunity, and closed accounts, closed won accounts. So we broke things out into like new lead, so literally it's a new lead, and then we have like MQL1 or MQL, and this is going to be like in sequence. So like essentially what this is MQL1 is like they start getting automated emails, okay? And these automated emails is designed to like raise people's hands and be like, hey, I'm interested in getting a rep. And you can do this for your company, okay? And then like MQL2 is like basically not interested. Okay. So, and then another one is another MQL level is like reached, but not interested. And then another MQL level is like reach not pitched, interested. Okay. So this is what I mean. It's like reach not interested is like, hey, John, I'm just calling because you're interested in getting a vehicle wrap. I'm not interested. I just wanted to see what it costs. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. And then click, boom. Now our sales team wouldn't stop there, but I'm just kind of going along with this, right? So not interested. Don't just want to see what the price was. That's it. You leave them in a status. They will probably not convert by the sales team. They might convert down the road. Who knows? So you get that piece. Now, let's say that salesperson calls. Hey, John, saw that you were interested in getting a vehicle wrap. Hey, yeah, I'm really interested in getting one, but I don't have time to talk right now. Can you call me in 2 hours? So this person is interested, but hasn't been pitched. Okay. So then the sales team is then be like, cool, no worries. I'll call you in 2 hours. So they leave them still in this like MQL status of like what we're calling is like an MQL3, I guess. And this is, you know, essentially this person is interested, not pitched. They haven't heard the whole spiel yet. Can't make a decision. So then now let's say that the salesperson picks up the phone 2 hours later, calls that person back up and be like, hey, John, you know, just calling you back. Is it still a good time? Yep, it's a great time. Tell me more about this. He goes through the pitch. Now that there's a full pitch, this is going to be what's called a sales qualified lead. So now there's different statuses within the SQL. There's like three of them. So sales qualified lead is pitched, not interested. So basically, the salesperson worked the lead as much as they could. They pitched them, made them a great offer. Dude's like, nah, I'm not interested. All right, cool. SQL1. So the salesperson was able to make a pitch. Okay. SQL2 is going to be like pitch, interested, but no follow-ups. Okay. I'm sorry. Pitch, interested. Was it that? Yeah, I think so. But no follow-ups. So what they want is like, essentially, they were pitched, they're interested, they got to talk it over with their spouse or their business partner, but then they don't want automated emails to go to this list of people because the salesperson wants to work the emails because we have a lot of sales automations going on within like our business. And then like the next one is like SQL3 and it's like pitch, interested, follow-up emails. And this one is, again, like they're interested, they've been pitched, but you can kind of tell that they may not make a decision like today. So you're going to send them some other follow-up emails that are all automated, but the salesperson doesn't have to work. So then it's like one less thing they have to do, but they can create their own call task if they want to follow up with this person. So what's going on here is that now by doing this, oh, and the final one is like, closed one or customer. So by having it labeled as customer, literally this person paid us money to become a customer. By having these stages of different MQL stages and different SQL stages, what this does and tells me is that, okay, we're paying X dollars for an MQL, we're paying X dollars for an SQL, and we're converting, you know, MQL to SQL at this rate, and we're converting SQL to customer at this rate. And then that's when I can start creating and projecting pipeline and saying, hey, I generated this much opportunity in pipeline for the team, and we were able to close at this clip. And so this data takes it from no longer am I hearing, oh, the leads aren't as good, to me looking at data and then me saying, okay, I'm looking at all this stuff. I'm looking at these conversations. I'm reading, like I'm listening to the recordings and whatever. Something's telling me that like the leads that we're generating, they're confused about X, or the leads that we're generating, they're like really nailed in on this. And the ones that you're closing is really closed in on this. Like this is what the pain points that you were hitting. We can change our ad copy to be this. We can change our email copy to be this. Like all of a sudden, what all that does is that it gives me a better understanding on how to improve my emails, how to improve our lead generation strategy, how to improve our ads, how to improve our creative, how to improve all sorts of stuff versus having a very generic and blanketed statement of, well, the leads aren't just that good. And that doesn't tell me anything. That doesn't point me in any direction. And so, like, for instance, example is this, is that let's say that we generate 1,000 MQLs in a month, okay? And we only get, like, I don't know, let's just say 300. That's a lot. Let's just say 30. All right, so 30 divided by 1,000. Whoops, 30 divided by 1,000 is 0.1%. If we only had 30 MQLs, if we generate 1,000 MQLs and only 30 of them converted into an SQL, that's 0.1%. That tells me that I'm targeting the wrong type of people, the wrong industry, the wrong buyers, the wrong everything. Okay, this is giving me better data. Now, let's say that of those 1,000, I get 300 people. 300 people divided by 1,000. That's at 30%. Wait, how did we divide it by 1,000? 0.03. If I only got 30 people to convert into SQLs out of 1,000, that's a 3% conversion rate. Now, that's not horrible, but that's not great, okay? Because if we wanted to, like, close at, like, at a 20 to 25% mark, you know, so essentially of those 30 times 0.2, that's 6 people. And so that's a lot of phone calls that our team have to make to get those 6 people. But if we start generating better leads, so of 1,000, you know, leads, we get 300 of those to be SQLs, all right? That's going to be roughly 30%, okay? Which is a very, very solid number to convert cold traffic to an MQL and an MQL to an SQL. And so we had 300 because the ads were better, because the emails are more personalized, because there's a whole bunch to this. And we convert, say, at 0.2%, I'm sorry, at 20%, that's 60 people, okay? So the reason I'm bringing this stuff up is that it's hard to start quantifying when people say the leads aren't as good, so you have to create categories to help you quantify success so that you can look at your ads, you can look at your creative, you can look at your emails, and you can start making adjustments. And so by us adding more stages of qualification for our sales team to go through, this allows me to essentially kind of say, okay, these ads are working. You're closing at this clip month over month over month, and the pipeline is this full. Like, this is great. Like, great job, guys. Like, you're doing really good. Let's keep hitting and hitting hard on these. So that's one piece. The next piece is that it also allows us to send more targeted type of emails. So if they hit some sort of MQL stage where they're interested but they haven't been pitched, we can then start sending them some new different automated emails that are a little unique, maybe a little bit more humorous. Like, hey, I see that you've been dodging my calls. Why don't you pick up your phone call? Like, why don't you pick up your phone? Like, stuff like that. We can really start tailoring these emails based on these stages that these people come into. And so it's really important that, like, these emails, like, it, you know, our sales team is making anywhere from 60 to 100 dials a day. And I know it sounds like they're turning and burning, and they kind of are, but, like, this automation helps move things quickly as well too. And so what's important to think about this here is that by creating these new stages, it also allows a little bit more customized personalization type emails that eliminates the AE team to have to handwrite or grab a template and then set it up and make a couple of adjustments and then hit send, when this can just be set to automation based off of what statuses they're hitting. And you should be able to do this. Like, in reality, you should be doing this within your own organization for your own type of leads. Now, again, I know I'm explaining this within like the confines of our tech company, but I can tell you right now, I did this exact same thing at CMI Mechanical when we went to a conference. You know, like I basically took lists of people and like, hey, I see that you're going to this conference. I'll be there as well too. And it was all going to the same, you know, like this giant list of people. And then I saw who attended. I was like, hey, sorry that we missed you at the conference. Is there a good time for us to meet? And so these automated emails were going out to these lists of people that attended the conference. And so like what I'm saying from here is that you can tailor the experience to almost anything you want. You just got to create like stages or statuses that allow you to start tailoring the experience and the journey of your future customer. If you start sending and continue to send very generic type emails, you'll get generic responses like fuck you or get me off your list, that sort of stuff. And so what I want to explain here overall is that by getting more refined on like your targeting, getting more refined on your buying cycle stages, like, you know, laying them out correctly. Okay. And then getting more refined on like your messaging to like certain people in different stages is going to create a better customer experience throughout the entire journey. And you should be converting at a higher rate. Okay. So we have not launched this yet. Okay. So this is all, predicated on, you know, us, you know, we strategize on this, but what I can tell you is that there are other tech companies that are doing something very similar to what we're doing. And we just modeled it and molded it to fit our company. Okay. And you should do the same thing too for your facility or property company as well too. You've got to sit down and just really think about these things. Like you want to take the ideas that I'm giving you and be like, oh man, that's a really good idea. I should implement that into this particular piece of strategy for our IFM. And so as you keep doing that and you start learning these new approaches and these new strategies, your approach and how you market and how you brand and that sort of stuff is going to start shaping and molding literally month over month over month. And it's an ongoing process. Okay, like this is, we've had this system, you know, that we've created of like how we communicate with our leads for about, I'd say 14 months, 15 months, 16 months. And not that it wasn't working, but what I got tired of hearing from our sales team, this is not a knock on them, is like, the leads aren't that good. Like I go, I'm like, guys, like I can't, that's not feedback. And they're like, well, it is feedback. I go, how do I target leads not good? Like, how do I fix that? And, you know, like that doesn't work. So I need better data. And so as I start looking at data, like if we start getting a lot of people getting into this like SQL status, then I can be like, oh man, this is working really well. Let's take all these contacts that are SQLs, create a lookalike audience of these sort of people so we can get more of these type of leads that are like this because they're higher quality, more qualified. Or I can listen to like 10 or 20 or 30 of these phone calls, the recordings of them, and start grabbing things that people are saying within those calls. And that's going to start changing like how we start, you know, writing our copy on our landing page, writing our copy in our email, writing copy in the ads. Like that's what I'm getting to, is that this is going to give you better data. And this entire thing, guess what? You don't have to look at what your competitors are doing. You don't have to watch like, well, so-and-so, you know, ABC Enterprise of Facility Management's, you know, the Northeast, Southwest corner of the region is doing this type of ad. You don't got to do that. You can focus on exactly what works for you because you're listening to your audience. You're listening to your sales team. You're tweaking based on your audience. You're tweaking based on your sales team, how they qualify people down the stages, and you continue to do this. And so these different stages, you need to have them. Like, you know, maybe for your facility company is like discovery stage or like new lead and like discovery and then like MQL1 or whatever. Like you need to create them for your company because they're all going to be different. Okay. Like I'm just telling you how we did it. And I just sat down with a sales leader. His name is Ryan. He's our SVP of revenue. And I sat down with our director of sales. The three of us brainstormed on this. And then we started pulling in certain people into this conversation within the sales organization to kind of help us kind of mold this a little bit better. And so I didn't go in there with saying like, hey, this should be like this. I'm like, you need to tell me how we can make this more segmented so that I can report on this better. And then I can then use this data to improve what we're doing or to fix what's broken. And that's what's going to help me. So this is it's a very tough process. It's not easy. I wish we would have taken more time whenever we first implemented this, like in HubSpot, like 14 months ago, 16 months ago, but we didn't because we were literally like, we got to launch this like now. And so, you know, with that, it's all part of the learning phase. And it's okay if you make mistakes throughout this whole process, but it's all about just improving and getting this thing dialed in. So I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, let me know. Other than that, three things I always ask at the end of my podcast. Number one, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Number two, if you're not connected with me on LinkedIn, please connect with me on LinkedIn because I love just, you know, hearing people. Like I've actually had folks message me out and they're like, I've been digging your podcast. Like I'm like binging on like these, past few episodes. Like I had one person mention something along the lines of like how they love how I use using stories and talking about Star Wars references and that sort of stuff. Like I love this feedback because it tells me that the content within the podcast is helping. What I'm also wanting to kind of emphasize as well too. Oh, actually I'll go into that in just a second. But then number three, what I also ask is please share this podcast with somebody else. This is how our podcast has been growing. We're on the verge of breaking 4,000 downloads. We're right around the corner of hitting 5,000 downloads. We've only had like 160 some odd episodes, you know, already. I mean, like this podcast is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's because of people like you, because you share them, you review them, you find them, or I find you on LinkedIn and I message you and I let you know about it. But I appreciate everyone that's a part of this because you're the reason why this podcast is growing and I truly enjoy doing this. The last thing, I'm just going to iterate this one more time. I've said it before. Don't act as though like this podcast isn't valuable because I currently am not residing in the actual IFM space as we speak. Like I do consulting on the side. I do work with IFM companies on the side. And then I do share strategies that we're currently doing in this podcast to help. But I also have a full-time gig and there's a lot of great stuff going on in there where I'm like, man, this right here could totally help another IFM if they hit this in today's stage or like maybe 6 months from now, they can find this podcast episode and be like, shit, what Javier just described is like to a T us minus the fact that he's in a different industry. So understand, like I know what goes on in this industry and I know it works. Like I've seen it done. You know, but the difference here is that we're able to use a test bug, if you will, within the organization that I'm in with RapMate. And I'm able to say and give feedback, live, real feedback, be like, hey, this is working really well. You should try this for your IFM. Okay. You're going to have to make tweaks. It's not going to be a one for one. Like nothing ever is. But understand, like, you have someone that is empowering you and giving you the permission to be like, try this. This is probably going to crush it. You might want to think about this, this, and this. So with that, use this. It's going to help your business. I've already talked about how I've implemented some of these things within an organization or several, to be quite honest, in the facility space, and it's going to work for you. So with that, hope you guys enjoy this podcast episode. I'll talk to everybody later.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking a listen to our Facility Management Marketing Podcast Secrets. This is your host, Javier Lozano Jr. One other ask I've got for you guys is to subscribe to our email list. You can go to bouldermediasolutions.com/email. And that way you can get updates on some marketing trends that I'm seeing, some strategies that I'm executing. And more importantly, I'll be actually launching some webinars and training that's going to help your company use marketing strategies to essentially grow your business. We'll be doing some training, offering some courses, that sort of stuff. So you can always unsubscribe to that email list. It's no big deal. It's not going to hurt my feelings. This is more for facility management companies that want to grow their business by using marketing. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Have a great one.